You're getting ready for a big event that's kicking off this week, isn't it?
Yes. It starts on the 4th, Thursday, and then Friday. We are having our fall health fair.
But this is something that happens about this time every year, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. But this year we're going to do it with Tricia at with Community Hospital. We will be doing our labs at health fair prices. We have our panel for $50, our PSA, which is $35, thyroid is $30. Hemoglobin A1C for 25 and vitamin D for 55. So you can call the office at 1-308-345-1790 and make an appointment, or you can walk in from 7 a.m. to 10. So it'll be September 4th, 5th, 9th, 10th, and 11th.
You can get everything done in one day, can't you?
Yes.
Pretty much, which Absolutely. Is really, and very reasonable too, isn't it, price-wise?
Yes, it is.
You bet. I'm glad I know you're glad the hospital's doing this with the Red Willow County Health Department, aren't you?
Yeah, it's really important for people to do this at least once a year, and we have noticed in our community that it's not always happening once a year for everyone, especially people my age. We don't see the use in going to our physician every year, so we're super excited that they already do this. So Red Willow County Health Department has been doing this twice a year for forever. Mm-hmm. We have tried to duplicate something like this at the hospital, but not everybody wants to come to the hospital. So they're really successful, and we decided maybe we would just try and partner with them. We bring the fun stuff, so we'll have coffees and donuts and all the good things, and I'll be there to just smile and support them. I won't poke anybody. I'm just going to be there for the happy part of all of it. So we're excited.
It's funny she says that people her age. Now, when she gets my age, that changes a lot. You got to see your physician at least once or maybe twice a year. It picks up a little bit more.
Yeah, most of the time if you're in the office at my age, it's because our children are sick. So
yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, so wellness is super important. So we're excited to be here. Yeah.
Brandy, you and I were just talking before we went on that kids and sickness, and you're seeing a lot of that, and those flu shots and all that's starting to take place, right?
Yeah, we have flu shots. Actually, we just got those in last week. So we're going to start giving flu shots. So if you need to get one of those, you can call the office. Our COVID shots are not in yet, but you can call and put your name on a waiting list, and we'll call you as soon as those come in.
That dreaded five-letter word that you never want to hear about, but it's still
yes.
mentioned. But it's around here, you don't really hear it a lot, do you?
Not a lot.
Uh-huh.
No. But those that are 65 and older, mm-hmm. It would be really good to get that. And then anyone who's immunocompromised to get the COVID shot. So you can give us a call again and get on that waiting list. Flu shots, we really don't recommend them till the beginning of October. There are a few people that like to get them earlier than that. We do have those available. Just call us at 308-345-1790.
That flu season, usually, it goes from what you said, September, October, all through early part of next year?
Yeah, March,
mm-hmm.
April. So, yeah, definitely come in, get protected, especially before the holidays. It takes about 2 weeks for those vaccines to work in your body, so we do recommend to get them before, the holidays.
Going back to the health fair, you might have mentioned it, there's some fasting involved, right?
Yes. So if you're going to get the panel, which is the metabolic panel, lipid profile, we want you to fast 12 hours prior to the metabolic panel and lipid profile. You can have water and medication. Actually, we want you to drink lots of water, but no coffee, food, or vitamins.
So that morning cup of coffee, you got to stay away for a morning, and you can have it afterwards, right?
Yeah, and that's why Tricia is joining us.
Yes. So that's the perk of having me. So as soon as you're done, you can have a cup of coffee and just be glad that you survived waiting that long for it.
Yes, absolutely.
To get signed up, what do they need to do?
They can just call the office at 1-308-345-1790. There are also postcards that went out that have a QR code on them. They can go to that website and sign up there also.
Should we throw out, and you might have mentioned this, insurance and Medicare is not involved in that, right?
No. So we get this at a discounted price for the health fair. So it's cash, check, or card only.
Mm-hmm.
We can get you a receipt, though, that you can present to your insurance company if you would like that, you just need to request that.
So once again, September 4th, which is coming up this week on Thursday, Friday, and then the 9th, 10th, and 11th. Those 5 dates right there.
Yep, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week.
Okay, very good. Anything else on the horizon coming up at the Red Willow County Health Department in the future?
You'll see us at Heritage Days. We'll have a booth out in Norris Park. You can come visit us there, or we'll be in the parade.
You're going to float?
Yes,
walk down
absolutely.
The parade?
So
super. That's
see us there.
A couple of weeks away.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll be out doing our community flu clinics. We'll be at the courthouse. Just check our website, and we'll have all those dates on there.
There's not a day goes by. You guys are busy all the time, aren't you?
Yes.
Can't do this by yourself. Who else is in the office with you?
So in the office, we have Jamie White. She's our business manager. Rhea Hernandez is our immunization coordinator. We have Kristen Puckett. She's a public health nurse. And Susan Eyrig does our foot care. And Lindsay Vignore is now our school nurse over at Bartley in Indianola Southwest. And then we still have Pam Klug that helps us periodically.
Super. Now I'm just warning ahead of time. Have you been to the office yet this morning?
Yes.
Did you see Kristen?
Yes, I did.
Was she down in the dumps because her Notre Dame Irish lost over the weekend?
She did not say anything.
Okay, just you might need to pep her up a little bit.
I will.
She might be down in the dumps because her favorite football team lost
I'll
over the weekend.
I have to give her some.
I have to give her a hug. Yeah, poor Kristen.
Just give her a hug. Yeah.
There, it's only game one, Kristen. It's game one. You only got 11 more still to go.
It's
a pep talk.
That's right. That's right. And for the hospital, you've got a big event. We're going to be out at your neighbor's, the physical therapy coming up a couple of Wednesdays from now. They got a big day.
Oh, yeah. Wiener Wednesday. We're super excited for that.
Yeah.
Wiener Wednesday at the hospital. Yeah, we're super excited. They were already talking about hundreds of hot dogs and all of the good things. So, yes, definitely come for that. September 9th, we're doing our suicide awareness and prevention walk. That will be at Norris Park on the 9th. So, lots happening next week. But definitely come for that. There's info about all of it on our Facebook page.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else we missed this morning?
I will just say, on a side note, when I was at the dealerships, the girls come to the dealerships to do flu shots because nobody has time to take time off of work to go get their flu shots. So we really appreciated Red Willow County Health Department coming and doing those flu shots. So just a thought for anybody out there who wishes they could do that for their employees. It's a really good perk.
And those flu shots take 30 seconds, if that.
Mm-hmm. And we also will be opened late on Thursday nights in October from 4 to 6. 6 p.m. for families, especially those that work or are in school, and that will be sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield.